I see you.
Peekaboo.
Oh, that's adorable. Can you see my little silly friends? Oh, I remember now that this is an audio show. But I think some of you might be able to see a little more than the adults around you. You might have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 senses. Just like the boy called Ellis that is creeping now in the shadows at the corner of your vision. When he was in the mortal plane, he could see the spirits. Now he's one of them. I know a perfect story to entice him to come closer. And it's attached to this little inflatable toy ghost from my bag. Author Elizabeth Davis wrote this piece, and it is performed by David McKee and Erica Sanderson, and designed for your hearing sense by Sang Peng Duandet. If you'll open your eyes just a little wider, you might see the Halloween friend.
This was the last Halloween. I'm old enough to be well-versed in the traditions of jack-o'-lantern carving, decorating houses, and trick-or-treating. But this year, I was to discover a new tradition, riding on the quiet streets as night fell. I'd been preparing for this night all summer, where bedtimes could be pushed back with no school waiting the next day. When the days grew shorter, one of my dads took it upon himself to install front and back lights, as well as covering my bike with blue and red reflective tape. My other dad, Padre Pa, never let me leave the house without my reflective jacket. He also reminded me that I wasn't allowed to leave the neighborhood. All of that was a small price to pay for the quiet and silence that filled the neighborhood. The darkness turned the corners of my neighborhood into a mysterious other land that could be filled with treasures or monsters if I looked close enough. The dimly lit houses were filled with my imaginings of what happened within. That's why, when Halloween was winding down, as all the candy swaps were finalized and the last house shut, I was roaring to go out. Padre barely got the reflective jacket on me, smudging my zombie face paint. My other dad was still addressing his worries of drunk drivers and the older kids as I was running out the door. My heart was beating before I even got on my bike. Who knows what could be lurking out there in the dark? A skeleton peering from the windows of the old house next door? A vampire walking home, cape flowing in the wind? A werewolf howling at the moon? Pedaling faster, I turned off my street. Then, the silence of the night was broken by crying. The quiet sobbing caused me to slow down my bike, dragging my sneakers against the sidewalk. I looked around, concerned. Was there somebody lost out there? Slowly, I pedaled forward, quietly, so my wheels wouldn't drown out the sound of the sobs. As I turned the corner at Chopra's house, I saw a kid huddled under their bat-laden tree. "Hey, are you okay?" I asked as I turned my bike so it lit up the Chopra's lawn. The sobbing stopped as we both stared at each other. The boy wore old-fashioned pants with suspenders, a long shirt, and a hat, like newsboys wore in the old cartoons. But the reason why I stared was because I could see branches wave behind him. His crying had lapsed into a few hiccuping sobs as he stared back. After the moment of shock passed, he looked down at his shoes with an embarrassed expression.
"I'm sorry,"
he whispered, as he started to fade even more before my eyes. "Wait!" I yelled, jumping off my bike. "Don't go!" The boy stopped fading away, his big eyes filled with surprise.
"But I scared you."
"It's okay. It's Halloween. You're supposed to be scared at least once." The boy nodded, trying to hold back sniffles. "What's wrong?" I asked. The boy took a deep breath, and I could see the small bag sitting at his feet.
"I wanted to join the other kids tonight, but I got scared by the monster and now I can't get home. I don't recognize any of these streets."
He sniffled again, despite doing his best to hold it together. "Where's home?" I asked.
"David's Cemetery near the All Saints Church."
I stood silent for a moment as I consulted the map of our town in my head. That was all the way in the old part of town, the part that had been around for 100 years. I lived in a new neighborhood, only built a few years ago. Going there would take over an hour and would definitely count as leaving the neighborhood. But My dad had always told me to help out people when they were in trouble, and all the other adults had gone inside already. I thought of telling my dads, but they would laugh it off like they had the monster under my bed. Anyway, Halloween was the time for getting into trouble, wasn't it? I could take you home, I offered. His sniffling dried up immediately.
Really? You can?
Yeah, I rode down there a few times this summer. What I didn't mention was that it was during the day when there were no monsters about. Hopefully, it had just been one of the older kids that scared him. He immediately jumped up, his bag hovering in his transparent fist. I returned to the fallen bike, putting it back up. I'll go slow so you can keep up, I said. He then shook his head.
I'll just ride along. We don't want the monster to catch us.
An involuntary shiver went down my spine as I felt a mostly not there hand grasp my shoulder. Looking back, I could see the boy floating behind me, his trick-or-treat bag caught on the wind. With that, we took off. I heard his laughter as we raced down the sidewalk, swerving to avoid potholes, enjoying the brief moments of flight as we went over bumps. But I was still worried about the monster. While I was sure it was an older kid that had gone home already, I couldn't be sure. I had just met a ghost, after all. What else was out there? A scarier ghost? That rode horses and threw pumpkins? A swamp monster from the ornamental koi pond from the Murphy house? Maybe a giant zombie rat from the sewers? As my mind worried, my feet pedaled faster. I was barreling down the sidewalk, everything a blur next to me, when the ghost boy suddenly stopped laughing and urgently whispered,
"It's here!"
I immediately pedaled in reverse to stop the bike. We fell over, the bike landing on me. I ignored the pain as I was shivering too hard with fear. I looked over in the shadows cast by my bicycle light, looking for fangs or claws or tentacles or whatever was there. Nothing jumped out of the shadows. I pushed myself up to see better. The only thing that stood out was a giant inflatable spider. All scariness erased by the bright colorful pattern that played across its thorax and the googly eyes that dominated its face. Behind me, the boy cowered.
It's gonna eat us, or tie us up in its web.
Laughing, I stood back up. I walked over to the spider, pushing one of its legs. It's not real, silly. It's just a decoration.
A decoration?
The ghost repeated, floating next to me as I poked the spider in one of its eyes.
I've never seen anything like that before.
Oh, tons of families put them up every year around Halloween. I guess you died before they were invented. Wait, does that mean this is your first Halloween as a ghost? He nodded again, looking down at the ground.
Ghosts aren't really supposed to leave since we scare people. But it looked like everyone was having fun and I was lonely.
Halloween is a great time to do the things you aren't supposed to do the rest of the year. Why else do you think we wear costumes and scare ourselves? I picked up my bike and mounted it. I felt his hand on my shoulder. And this time, the shiver was somehow comforting as we rode off.
Halloween was very different when I was alive.
Well, then someone needs to show you the ropes next year.
Next year?
He echoed. Of course. How else to make sure you don't get lost? Of course, I got in trouble, grounded for a week, but not as much trouble as I'm going to get into tonight. I begged my dad for permission to go out by myself with just my friends this year. Finally, they gave in. And I'm right now pedaling to the cemetery with a list in my mind. Houses to beg at, bullies to scare, a few older parties to crash. Since my friend's already dead, I want to give him the time of his life tonight. Thank you.